Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I want to say good afternoon to you, good morning to you, good God morning to you, good God afternoon to you. Good to see you, Brother John. See that you're in town. We'll be seeing you shortly, Doc, this afternoon for the anniversary. So you let everyone know that we'll be there with bells and whistles on. But you're tuning in to the Blog Talk Radio show, Fighting an Incarcerated Mind with the Incarnated Christ. My name is Evangelist Michael Peavy from the Golgotha Church of Christ here in Chicago, Illinois. And we're just excited to be with you today. This is Sunday morning worship, and we're just going to have a grand time with the Lord. If you know the song, that's an old but goodie, sing with me. Old Time Gospel. Give me that old time gospel. Give me that old time gospel. Give me that old time gospel. And it's good enough for me. It makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. And it's good enough for me. It has saved all the fathers. It has saved all the fathers. It has saved all the fathers. It's good enough for me. Well, give me that old time gospel. Give me that old time gospel. Give me that old time gospel. And it's good enough for me. It was good Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. And it's good enough for me. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. And it's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old time gospel. Give me that old time gospel. Give me that old time gospel. And it's good enough for me. Amen. Good to see you, Jacob. Jonas Ross. Good to see you guys today. God bless you. Sing another song, and then we'll have a word of prayer. We will have communion, and then you will meet us over in the 15th chapter of the book of Luke again. And today we will be talking about the parable of the lost sheep. One of my favorites, Blessed Assurance. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of his spirit and washed in his blood.
Descending, bring for my back.
of mercy and whispers of love. For this is my story, this is my song. I'm praising my Savior, all and all. For this is my story, this is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. For perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above. I'm filled with His goodness and lost in His love. Yes, this is my story, this is my song. I'm praising my Savior, this is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. Again, this is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. Amen. Amen. One more. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. Oh, it made my heart in love and wrote my name above. And now just a little talk with Jesus makes me whole. Oh, now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell Him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry, and He will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayerful yearning as your heart to heaven is turning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. All right. Sometimes my path seems dread without a ray of cheer, and then a cloud out may hide the light of day. The mist of sin may rise and hide the starry sky, but just a little talk with Jesus clears away. Well, come on, let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell Him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry, and He will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayerful yearning as your heart to heaven is turning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. All right. I may have doubts and fears, and my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. And I go to Him in prayer, for He knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Oh, well, come on, let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell Him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry, and He will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayerful yearning as your heart to heaven is turning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. And one more time, have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell Him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry. He will answer by and by.
right now when you feel a little breath for yearning as your heart, the heaven is turning to a find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. All right. Amen. Good to see you, Sister Carmen. God bless you today. Let us together pray. Father God, in the sweet name of Jesus, Father, to you we come out today, giving all honor and praise, thanking you the best we know how, thanking you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us from the beginning of life until this present moment. Father, we're thanking you for just giving us a reasonable portion of health and strength, physical vitality, the ability of mental ascent, the ability of discernment, the ability to know right and wrong, the ability to know what righteous is, and the difference between righteousness and wickedness. Father, we thank you on this. This is Sunday morning, Resurrection Day, a day that we give you tribute every first day of the week. And so we thank you for what you do. We come to you collectively, corporately, as we saw the apostles do, and remember you on this day. We remember you every day of the week, but we specifically remember you on this day. And so we thank you, we love you, we adore you. And as we go into the word today, Father, we pray that it will be a lamp to our feet, it will be a light into our path, and that we will remember the things that we have studied, that will come back to our remembrance to be able to bless somebody even on today. This is our prayer today in Jesus' name. Let us collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. Again, you're calling in on the Blog Talk radio line, and this is Morning Worship. If you'd like to give a call in, call us at 619-924-0767, and we can talk about the lesson this morning and get a chance to converse back and forth in regards to that. Otherwise, you can type your comments in as well. But again, I would love for you to call in as well if you have the functionality of doing that, being able to see through Facebook Live, and then maybe have another phone. Call in on 619-924-0767. Let's bless somebody today. And you never know what your comment may be that someone else wanted to ask that question and did not have an opportunity to. Let us have communion. This is the time we remember the Lord for what he did for us on Golgotha Hill. He took your place and he took mine, his substitutionary atonement, and bear all sin on his shoulders. He who was not sin became sin. And if you can just picture him hanging there between two thieves, they hung him as if he was a thief on an old rugged cross. And for the first time in his humanity, Jesus felt alone from his Father, because as he's taken on sin in his death, he can't look at sin. So he cries out, "Eli, Eli, sabachthani, my God, why hast thou forsaken?" But he recognizes that it's not his will, but God's will that must be done. And so he completes the mission and gives up the ghost. And so before that he had his last supper, we talked about that, and he said he would not take it again until it was anew in his Father's kingdom. Now we need to understand that the kingdom is the church that Christ built. And the church is the body. So there's only one body, Ephesians chapter 4:4, right? And the body is the church, Ephesians 1:22-23, and the church is the body, Colossians 1:18, right? And so when the body is the church is the body, and there's only one church, then the kingdom of God, which is synonymous, earthly kingdom and heavenly kingdom, belongs to Jesus. He's the King of kings, and he's the Lord of lords. And so we that are in the church that he promised to build in Matthew 16:18, it was futuristic when he said it then. He gave Peter and the rest of the apostles the keys to the kingdom of heaven. That means to be able to preach the gospel, which gives you access into the kingdom. And so they're able to preach the gospel but it's God who does the saving. And so we see in Acts 2:47, praising God and having favor with the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. So we find that there is a process of breaking of bread that takes place with the apostles, because they're steadfast in the apostles' doctrine, praying, and fellowship. And so what we see here is that in Acts 20:7, the Bible says it was upon the first day of the week when the disciples came together to break bread. We find Paul continued teaching. So we know that every week has a first day, and so it was on the first day of the week, Sunday being our first day of the week, that we come together to break bread. That is the form of having communion. We talked about last week, 1 Corinthians 11:23, where Paul told the church at Corinth, "For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, in the same night he was betrayed, took bread. And after giving thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And after the same manner, he also took the cup after he had supped, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament of my blood. Drink ye all of it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. But he said, but let a man examine himself. For he that eateth the bread and drinketh the cup unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation unto himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Says, for this cause many were sick and weakly among them, and many did sleep." We need to recognize that the bread that God has given us is his broken body. His body was pierced, and out flew blood and water. He says, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Father God, thank you for this cup, which is your shedded blood. Thank you for this bread, which is your broken body. We pray we take it with clean hands and a pure heart as we look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We do this on the first day of the week in response to what we see the apostles do in direct fashion, scripturally. All these blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Let's collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. May now take of your crown and the blood, which is the New Testament, the New Covenant, the New Will. Amen. Father God, thank you for the bread and the wine. We pray that it gives us power. We understand more and more what you've done for us on today's cross. Now let's go to the lesson. Again, I want to say good morning, good afternoon to each one of you. Good to see you, Marcella, Lavelle, Heinz, Stein, Thaler. I just took mine, Marie. I'm good. And we want to make sure that you understand why we do what we do. We just don't do things in ritual fashion. We do it based off apostolic example, direct command, or inference. Okay? Today, I would like you to turn with me to the 15th chapter of the book of Luke. Luke chapter 15. Last week we dealt, this past week we dealt with the prodigal son, and we taught a youth class talking about trying to get across to the young folk the importance of attitude, and sometimes we just get so caught up in ourselves, we use the subject, "Give me what is mine." And we found out that you had nothing, and so what was given to you was a gift that you weren't supposed to have. But in order to keep confusion down, and the father knowing his will, as he gave it, departed anyway, planting a seed that he would come back. And when he came back, he left saying, "Give me," and he came back saying, "Make me." But the father, like our father, when we mess up,
and we repent and we turn back around. Understand what we've done. Have godly sorrow. He's ready with us with open arms. Daddy is waiting on you with open arms. Father God wants you to come to him today so he can wrap you up in love, wrap you up in kindness. Today we're going to be dealing with the parable of a lost sheep, verses 1 through 7, verses 8 through 10, deal with the parable of a lost coin. All three of them have pretty much the same ending: lost sheep, lost coin, lost son. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Pray with me to the scriptures. All the tax collectors and sinners were approaching to listen to him, Jesus. And the Pharisees and scribes were complaining. Now, let me pause there. Isn't it interesting? When good is being done, there's always somebody who has a problem with the good that's being done. The tax collectors the IRS was not looked upon positively. Well, these are the Romans at this time. They were not looked upon positively because they would take the people's money. And they were tax collectors and sinners. And they came to Jesus listening to him. See, the word of God, after a while, will get to even the folks that are not really tuned in. They will start to tune in to hear, because the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. And logically, it makes sense. You don't want it to make sense, but it makes sense. And it will draw you. It will draw you. Even those that stand outside want to hear what's going on. Inquiring minds want to know. So all the tax collectors, all the money changers, all the people that was collecting funds, and all the sinners were approaching to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes were complaining. And who are the Pharisees and the scribes? Well, the scribes were the ones that kind of wrote the law and was able to understand the law and interpret the law. And the Pharisees were definitely the ones that wanted to pray in the big spots, and they wanted to be the ones to proclaim the law to you on a high level, and then you have to ask them to break it down for them. There's always some people that feel that they have it all together. There's always some people who feel that they can control what's going on. They don't leave it in the hands of God. They feel that they are the big eyes, the little youth. They have been placed between God and you. And so there's a big problem there. But it seems like the highfalutin folks will approach Jesus. But what they're doing is they're murmuring, they're complaining, they're having issues. They're having issues. And the Bible says that this man welcomes sinners, and eats with them. They have a problem with Jesus, because Jesus has connected with some folks. They have a problem with Jesus because Jesus had connected with some folks, and they say, man, for somebody to be in his position, there's no way he should be interacting, let alone eating with sinners. But it says this man welcomes sinners, something we don't do. You see the contrast? Pharisees feel that they're too good to be around folks that are less fortunate or less educated than they are. says, this man who speaks of God welcomes, invites, makes them feel warm, sinners, and then he breaks bread and eats with them. And they had a problem with it. That's what their complaining was all about. So Jesus told them this parable. And we spoke in parables because a parable was laying a story aside another story in hopes that you would be able to get the story, right, or be able to open up a window so you would understand a little more deeper. He says, what man among you who has 100 sheep and loses one of them does not leave the 99 in the open field and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? What man among you that's a shepherd that really cares after his sheep? When one of the sheep get away from the flock, that you don't leave the 99 to go find the value that got away. Powerful question. And you search for them until you find it. But he says, when you have found it, you joyfully put it on your shoulders and coming home, call your friends and neighbors together and you say to them, rejoice with me. Party time, right? Time to have a good shout for victory, because I have lost, I have found my lost sheep. Since I tell you in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who don't need repentance. Jesus just slapped them. The 99 righteous people who believe they don't need repentance are the Pharisees. You think you got your ticket and everything's fine. You going on in. You going on home. You don't know how bad a shape you are in mentally. You don't welcome everybody. Cause division when I want unity. But he said when that one gets back home, found and come back home, there's joy in heaven over one sinner who turns to God, who repents, than over 99 who need no repentance. The Pharisees are faulting Jesus for associating with people they feel are notorious sinners. Now let me ask this question. What's the difference between a sinner and a notorious sinner? Have you separated sinners down to the nth degree that there's some more detrimental than others? What is your reasoning for separating and not welcoming people who need you? And then relating to their psychological up into this, he tries to help them to understand you ain't all that in a bag of chips. You got some issues too. And they're in a better position when they turn to God and once was lost and now are found than you who seem to be so righteous that you don't understand that you're in bad shape. There's a search that takes place. The man who has 100 sheep sets out to find that one who strayed away. Have you ever went after or went to see about someone who seems to be on the outside? First way to lose them is you'll see them start to creep to the back. Go to the pew behind. All of a sudden, they're at the back door. Ain't nobody saying nothing to them. After a while, they slipped out the door. You ain't seen them in months. Ain't nobody said nothing to them. Then maybe a year goes by, whatever happened to so-and-so? That's because you wasn't paying attention, you wasn't taking inventory, and you weren't being good sheep. Because sheep make other sheep. You encourage one another. But when there's discouragement in the bunch, encouragement cannot overrule. So you go out looking, you put forth the search, you're looking high and low, and you find that sheep. They're sighting, you find them. You pick that sheep up with care because you know it's weak. Put it on your shoulders. It's bearing your strength now. Carry it back home. And then there is singing. There's a Holy Ghost party. Because there's a recovered sheep on earth, and there's a Holy Ghost party in heaven because there's a repentant sinner. Do you understand today that earth has no sorrow? Do you understand today that God loves you? Hope, trust, and pray that in this lesson today you will continue to be strong and you will continue to seek out Jesus in the pardon of your sin. Father God, in the sweet name of Jesus, thank you for this word. Thank you for those that it's touched. And we're asking you, Father, even on this day, to reach those who need you in the pardon of your sin. That the word is sharper than any two-edged sword, that it will help us in our daily walk. Help us when we're lost to be found. Thank you for sending a search mission for us and for recognizing that we're out there. Thank you for not leaving us in that state, but giving us a life jacket. Thank you for the love. And then as we come back, thank you for welcoming us home and not bringing judgment on us. We love you. We adore you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Let's collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. We're on our way today to bring tribute to a great soldier and his wife, my brother from another mother, Brother Luke Miles Sr. at the Far West Church of Christ Congregation, 4200 over on Roosevelt Road. And we're praying that they will be blessed in a manner that will be incomparable, that they will feel the love, and that they will continue to keep the work alive, keep the lamp burning. Praying for Traveling Grace there and back, praying that God continues to provide for us in a very powerful way. Thank you, those of you on Blog Talk Radio. We will see you tomorrow at 12:30 for the same time, 12:30 in the afternoon Monday. For fighting an incarcerated mind with an incarnated Christ. Love you, we adore you. Have a great day. God bless in the name of the Lord.